If a little tet of 'em comes within pistol-shot range, let's take a couple. I'd like to taste some fresh meat that isn't deer, would you? She let her smile answer for her. Roland smiled back. And it occurred to her again that soon she would see him no more. This man, she'd believed, was either a mirage or a demon before she had come to know him both Antet and Dandine. Eddie was dead. Jake was dead. And soon she would see Roland of Gilead no more. Would he be dead as well? Would she? She looked up into the glare of the sun, wanting him to mistake the reason for her tears if he saw them, and they moved on into the southeast of that great and empty land, into the ever-strengthening beat, beat, beat that was the tower at the axis of all worlds and time itself. Beat, beat, beat. Kamala, come, come. Journey's almost done. That night she stood the first watch, then awakened Roland at midnight.
I think he's out there someplace, she said, pointing into the northwest.
There was no need to be more specific. It could only be Mordred. Everyone else was gone.
Watch well.
I will, he said. And if you hear a gunshot, wake well and fast.
You can count on it, said she,
and lay down in the dry winter grass behind Hofat Too. At first, she wasn't sure she'd be able to sleep. She was still jazzed from the sense of an unfriendly other in the vicinity. But she did sleep. And dreamed. 10. The dream of the second night is both like and unlike the dream of the first. The main elements are exactly the same. Central Park, gray sky, spits of snow, choral voices, this time harmonizing Come Go With Me, the old Del Vikings hit. Jake, I drive the Takuro spirit, and Eddie, this time wearing a sweatshirt reading, click, it's a Shinaro camera.